Deputy Nationals leader David Littleproud has counselled his party colleague George Christensen, urging him to reflect on comments made on a far right-wing conspiracy program. Mr Christensen has been an outspoken critic of pandemic policies and is retiring at the next election. And while his comments reflect the views of a small cohort of the population, they still present a distraction for the Prime Minister and the coalition seeking re-election. From Canberra, political reporter Matthew Doran.
The internet program InfoWars is far from mainstream. In fact, its host, Alex Jones, has been banned from most social media platforms as a result of his far right-wing conspiracist views and violations of hate speech policies.
George Christensen is a member of parliament.
And while the member for Dawson Australia is well known for pushing radical views about the pandemic, his choice of Jones's vehicle has raised even the most unmoving of eyebrows within the federal coalition.
I do want to send out an SOS to the rest of the world.
Mr Christensen called on people to protest outside Australian embassies, making the case for freedom and liberty from what he views as oppressive pandemic controls.
It really does embolden the patriots, the people who are for freedom in our country.
But the tone of the half-hour-long interview turned when Jones took issue with the construction of COVID-19 quarantine facilities in Australia.
I mean, it looks like something out of Auschwitz or something.
That prompted a chuckle from Mr Christensen.
It's very scary. Very, very scary.
It's not appropriate. I condemn his comments.
David Littleproud is the Deputy Nationals leader, holding the fort while Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce is overseas. He strolled up to the parliamentary press gallery, determined to make a point about his party's noisy backbencher.
I don't want to impinge his right to make comments, but they have to be within the realms of respectability.
It's not the first time George Christensen has waded into this debate, but it seems his choice of forum is what's particularly riled his deputy leader today.
This particular program, I think it has a checkered history.
The host of this show recently lost a defamation action because he claimed the Sandy Hook massacre was a hoax. That's a bit worse than checkered, isn't it? Are you underselling it?
Well, that's why I'm questioning Mr Christensen's judgment in going on this program and giving it currency, in agreeing with the commentator himself when the commentator compared our quarantine camps to that of Auschwitz, when particularly he's about 17,000 kilometres away, has never set foot in the country before. So I think, unfortunately, I think Mr Christensen got swept up in the moment.
At that point, Mr Littleproud hadn't spoken to the backbencher. He tried to call him before his press conference, but he hadn't picked up. Shortly after, his office confirmed the pair had had a chat, Mr Littleproud saying Mr Christensen had agreed with some of his critique and understood his position and the views of the Nationals party room. In the past, when Mr Christensen has strayed into dangerous territory, his colleagues have been careful not to chastise him too much. Barnaby Joyce even describing it as not wanting to, quote, poke the bear.
Is that a concern shared within the party? Are you scared that he might spit the dummy and cause grief for the government?
No, this is just about us getting him to appreciate that he needs to respect his colleagues in the party room as we respect him.
In talking about George Christensen, there is a risk of putting his extreme views up in lights when the overwhelming majority of the population have complied with the rules and chosen to get vaccinated. But it is also an example of how the coalition struggles to grapple with the more extreme elements of its membership and gives the Labor Party plenty of fodder to attack the Prime Minister over a lack of leadership. Even with his retirement on the horizon, it's unlikely George Christensen will go quietly.
Matthew Doran there.